God is good. And all the time. We are here this morning because we are in love with God. Am I right? That is what motivates us to come for Mass. That is what motivates us to try to live a good life. We don't choose the day we are born, and we don't choose the day we die. But there's one thing we can choose: our actions, our conduct. That is why the first reading tells us that God has placed before you life and death. God has placed before you water and fire. So what do you decide for? What do you settle for? What do you choose? We are here this morning because we've chosen life. And as we celebrate our faith, may God continue to bless us. If you want to be happy as a Christian, as a Catholic, all you do is to try to put God first. This is why the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other blessings shall be added unto you." Seek God first, put God first, then all other blessings will come. I want you to sing this song with me. Are you ready to sing? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things, all other blessings shall be added unto you. In the gospel of today, we hear Jesus telling the Pharisees and the scribes a very powerful statement. He said, "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the scribes, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven." Why did Jesus tell the scribes and the Pharisees this statement? Unless your spirituality, unless your holiness, unless your sanctity goes beyond the scribes and the Pharisees, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Why did Jesus tell them? So who were the scribes and Pharisees? These were people who did not like Jesus at all. But Jesus stood his ground because he came with a complete new message. Okay, let's look at it this way. God gave us a very simple commandment. And what is it? Love of God and love of neighbor. Am I right? Very simple commandment. Love of God and love of neighbor. But for the scribes and the Pharisees, they kept on multiplying the laws. Not because they wanted to help the people, they wanted to help themselves. These are people who love places of honor, they want to be respected, and all they do is they insist, "You must follow the rules and regulations. All you have to do is go to the synagogue, pay your tithes, send your contributions to the temple. Once you're able to follow all these rules, you're okay." And Jesus said, no, it goes beyond that. It's not all about what you do, it flows from your heart. And Jesus said, anything we do, we must do it in the name of love. So for them, if I pay my tithes, if I go to the synagogue, if I do what the law states, I am fine. But they don't worry about showing love to their neighbors. And so Jesus said, no, things have to change. Our calling is to do what? It's to love people. It's to love our neighbors. It's to be involved in people's life. So Jesus came with something completely new and said, you have to change your mentality. Oh, the scribes and the Pharisees hated him for that. But he stood his grounds. That's why we are here today. Our calling, my friends, is to do what? To love people. Love of God and love of neighbor. But it gets so difficult and challenging because sometimes we want to hold on to the past. The scribes and the Pharisees, we are not ready to change. They say, we've been doing this all these years. Who are you to come change the status quo? This is where sometimes we have difficulties with our spirituality. When something new comes, say, no, all my life I've been doing it this way. I am not going to stop. I'll keep doing it. But Jesus tells us something today. There is something new. And what is new? It's all about the love of God. When you go to church out of fear, when you go to church because Rome has these rules and regulations that we need to go to church at least during Easter, at least during Christmas, during some seasons of the year, you go to church because the church tells you to go to church. Am I right? So we don't go to church because the priest tells you have to go to church. You don't go to church because your parents tell you have to go to church. You go to church because you are convinced it is the right thing to do. Because when you are forced to go to church, trust me, when you go for mass, you are not happy. All you do, you just sit down this way. The word of God will go in this way and out this way. Then you wait patiently till the end of the mass. And when the priest said, the mass is ended, go in the peace of Christ. Suddenly you wake up and say, amen. You don't enjoy it. But when you wake up in the morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am going for mass because I know Jesus is waiting for me. You go happily. And when you come happily, what will happen? You participate. You listen to the word of God. You share in the Eucharist. You have a smile on your face. And when you go home smiling. Because you wanted to be here. It's your decision to be here. Nobody forced you. So if your spirituality is fear-driven, because that's what the scribes and the Pharisees were doing to the people. Oh, when you don't do this, God is going to punish you. God will destroy you. So people went to the temple, to the synagogue to pray because they were afraid of God. But Jesus said, you don't need to be afraid of God. God is a loving God. You just come and God will bless you. So when you come happily, because you've decided to be here, you are so happy, you are so involved, that makes you a very happy Christian. Thanks for listening, and God bless you all.